Okay, so you're in the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
You're running a manufacturing operation. I mean, the pressure's on to not just engineer and build amazing products,
Yeah.
but to then somehow like get them where they need to go,
Yeah.
you know, on time and in perfect condition. It's
It's a lot.
yeah, it can feel like you're juggling like two full-time
They're
jobs.
two different worlds
Yeah,
sometimes.
and that's exactly what we're going to kind of dig into today. So if you're real genius, you know, your zone of brilliance is in that making process in the shop floor. Why should you even think about, you know, letting someone else handle a part of your business that seems so vital, like the supply chain?
Yeah, I think that feeling of needing to keep your hands on everything is
Yeah.
so powerful. It comes from wanting that control,
Right.
making sure everything's done right. But the thing is, when you really look at how complicated logistics can be today,
Oh, absolutely.
like global trade and trying to move things efficiently across continents and oceans,
It's mind-boggling.
you have to stop and ask yourself, is
Right.
trying to be the master of everything the best way to win?
Yeah, is it really the smartest path to success?
Yeah.
Like, are you spreading yourself too thin? And that's exactly what we're going to try to unpack in this deep dive today.
Yeah.
We're exploring the world of what's called third-party logistics, or 3PLs,
Right.
specifically for manufacturers like you listening right now.
Yeah.
We've been looking at some really interesting research on this, and one piece in particular called Stick to the Shop Floor.
I love that title.
Yeah, it's really catchy, and it gets to the core of this.
Balama.
Yeah, like this balancing act between wanting to control every single thing versus realizing, hey, maybe there are some real advantages to partnering with specialists in
Right.
a world as complex as this global supply chain.
Right.
What's so fascinating is that the article points out that this initial hesitation a lot of manufacturers have to outsourcing logistics comes from a really good place. It comes from this pride in the product
Yes.
and this worry that letting go of any part of its journey might somehow compromise its integrity.
Yeah, you've poured your heart and soul into making this thing.
Right, exactly. And Stick to the Shop Floor really drives home this point that the real magic happens on that shop
On
floor.
your turf.
That's where your expertise is. That's where you shine.
That's your domain.
They have these great lines in the article. They call manufacturers masters of metal,
I
wizards of widgets, and
love
gurus of
it.
gadgets.
Yeah.
It's like you're the innovators.
Yeah.
You're the problem solvers.
You're taking those raw materials and
Yeah.
turning them into something real and valuable.
Tangible.
Tangible, yes.
And so the point is, your energy, your resources, they're best spent on that core brilliance,
Absolutely.
refining your products,
Right.
streamlining production, staying ahead of the curve, you
Yeah.
know, like always innovating.
I think that's a key point because if we step back for a second and look at the big picture, trying to be the absolute best at both manufacturing and supply chain
Just a
management,
stretch.
yeah, it can be, it's like you said before, trying to run two races at the same time.
Yeah, you might finish
You
them, but
might.
will you win either?
Yeah. Will
Like,
you
no.
really be at the top of your game in either one? And in today's global market,
Yeah.
that laser focus, that being really, really good at what you do, that's what sets you apart.
And that's where 3PLs, these third-party logistics providers,
Right.
they come into the picture not as like an added expense, but as strategic allies. They're the specialists, the people who spend every day,
Their whole world is this.
yeah, figuring out the absolute best, most efficient ways
Yeah.
to get your products from point A to point B.
They're the puzzle solvers of the shipping world.
Yeah. And they let you focus on what you're truly great at,
Right.
which is creating those amazing high-quality products that you're known for.
Making the magic happen.
Exactly. So, okay, let's dive into some of the real concrete advantages that a partnership with a 3PL can offer. Expertise is a huge one that the article really emphasizes.
Right. And it's not just about like knowing how to ship a box, you
Yeah,
know?
that's way more than that.
Think about a manufacturer who's trying to break into a new international market.
Okay.
Suddenly they've got to deal with customs regulations in another country, tariffs, all this documentation, potential delays.
That's overwhelming.
It can be. A seasoned 3PL, they've already got that knowledge built in.
They've been there, done that.
Exactly. They're on top of things like rules of origin or the latest requirements for shipping hazardous
Oh
materials.
yeah, those are always changing.
Things that could trip up a manufacturer whose main focus is, back on that shop floor making the product.
Yeah, you're trying to keep up with production targets and then decipher this whole other world of international trade laws. It's a lot to handle.
It's a huge mental load, yeah.
Yeah, and 3PLs have entire teams.
Dedicated teams.
Yeah, whose job it is to stay ahead of all that.
Right.
And they use their experience from working with all sorts of different clients and industries to make sure that shipping is smooth and compliant and doesn't get held up.
That expertise feeds into another advantage, which is scalability and flexibility.
Yeah.
Let's say a manufacturer lands a huge new contract.
Awesome.
That's great news.
Wait, but now what?
Now you've got to significantly ramp up your shipping volume.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to do that on your own, building out warehouse space, getting more trucks.
Oh my gosh.
That's a massive investment. And logistically.
A nightmare.
It can be.
Yeah, you're buying a fleet of trucks that might sit around doing nothing when things slow down.
Or a warehouse that's half empty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just not a smart financial move for most manufacturers.
It ties up so much capital.
Yeah. Your money's just stuck.
And it's not flexible.
Right. But a 3PL, they can adjust.
They can scale up or down.
Exactly when you need it.
Yeah.
They give you that flexibility without you having to invest.
Long term.
Yeah. In those assets that might not always be fully used.
And then there's the cost efficiency piece.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one sometimes seems counterintuitive at first.
It does.
Because you think, oh, I'm adding another company to the mix.
Another middleman.
Yeah, that's got to cost more.
Right.
But the reality is 3PLs often save you money.
They do.
In the long run because of the sheer volume that they handle.
They have the power of bulk buying.
Right. They can negotiate these bulk discounts with carriers.
They get the best rates.
Yeah, they can optimize warehouse space across tons of different clients.
Right.
And they have these established networks that a single manufacturer just couldn't build on their own.
It's all about leverage.
Right. It's that combined buying power that gets you the best deals.
Mm.
And then the article also talks about something that's become even more crucial lately. Technology and infrastructure.
This is a game changer.
Yeah. Modern supply chains, they rely so heavily on tech now.
Sophisticated stuff.
Yeah, you need real-time tracking systems to know where your shipments are every minute of the day.
Mm.
You need advanced warehouse management software to make sure everything's stored and picked efficiently.
Right.
And transportation management systems to calculate the absolute fastest and cheapest routes.
Optimize everything.
Yeah, and these aren't just like simple plug-and-play solutions.
No.
They're complex systems.
They require investment.
Yeah, big upfront costs, ongoing maintenance, and you need specialized IT people.
Expertise.
To keep it all running smoothly. And by partnering with a 3PL, you basically get access to all of that cutting-edge tech.
Without the headache.
Yeah, and the expertise to use it without having to spend a fortune on it yourself.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we've got all these advantages with 3PLs.
Mm-hmm.
But stick to the shop floor makes a really good point that it's not like a one-size-fits-all magic solution.
Or a magic bullet.
Yeah, you really need to do your homework to find the right partner.
Careful research is key.
Absolutely. So let's walk through some of those essential due diligence steps that the article lays out for manufacturers.
Okay.
The very first thing, and this makes perfect sense,
mm-hmm.
is to figure out exactly what your supply chain needs are.
Know thyself.
Yeah, and what you really want to achieve by working with a 3PL. Like, what are you hoping to get out of this partnership?
You got to go deep into your current operations.
Yeah, like a real assessment.
What parts of your logistics are you looking to outsource?
Yeah.
Is it warehousing and transportation?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you also need things like kitting or labeling or even final assembly done by someone else?
Those value-added services.
Right. And maybe even more important, what are your key performance indicators, your KPIs?
Yeah. How will you measure whether this is working?
What metrics matter most, like on-time delivery or order accuracy?
Things that are crucial for your specific business.
Exactly.
So know where you're starting from and where you want to go before you try to choose the vehicle to get you there.
Makes sense.
Okay, so after you've done that internal assessment, then it's time to research potential 3PL partners.
Right.
What should manufacturers be looking for in this initial screening process?
The article talks about finding a 3PL that has experience in your specific industry.
Okay, so not just a generalist.
Right. Do they understand the unique needs of your products?
Mm-hmm.
Have they worked with similar businesses and overcome similar challenges?
Yeah, they've got to have a proven track record.
Right.
And then their technology is really important.
Absolutely.
Do they have systems that will talk to your ERP?
Seamless integration.
Yeah, and give you that level of visibility you need. And then, of course, their range of services. Do they offer everything you need?
All the pieces.
Yeah. And do they have a good reputation for being reliable and taking care of their clients?
Customer service is huge.
Yeah. And speaking of reputation, that's where checking references comes in.
Don't just take their word for it.
Yeah. Don't just read the marketing stuff. Talk to their actual clients.
Get their real scoop.
Yeah. Find out what it's really like to work with them. The good and the bad.
And if you can visit their facilities.
Oh, that's great if you can.
See their warehouse, their distribution center.
Get a feel for how they operate.
See if they're as efficient and professional as they say they are.
It's like kicking the tires before you buy the car.
Right.
And then there's the whole ERP integration piece.
That's a big one.
Yeah, the article specifically mentions making sure they can integrate with systems like Microsoft Dynamics F&O.
If you're a manufacturer using an integrated system like that, this is non-negotiable.
Yeah, you have to make sure their systems can talk to yours.
So that data can flow back and forth.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to really grill them on this.
Ask for demos.
Yeah, and talk to their tech people to understand exactly how it all works.
Get into the details.
Yeah. And finally, the article talks about having clear contracts and service level agreements or SLAs in place.
The foundation of the partnership.
Yeah. What are the key things that those documents should cover?
They lay out who's responsible for what.
Okay, so clear roles and responsibilities.
Right, and they specify the performance metrics that you're going to track.
Yeah, like what are the agreed upon targets for on-time delivery?
Or inventory accuracy.
Yeah, and how often are they going to report on those metrics?
Reporting is key.
Yeah, and what happens if there's a problem or a disagreement?
How will you resolve it?
Yeah, so having a good contract and strong SLAs.
It sets clear expectations.
Yeah, and helps prevent issues down the line.
It protects both sides.
Exactly. So the big takeaway here is that even though partnering with a 3PL can bring so many benefits, it's not a decision to take lightly.
Due diligence is essential.
You've got to do your homework and find the right partner for your specific needs.
A partner that can really integrate with your operations.
So just to sum up, stick to the shop floor is saying...
Your strength is in manufacturing.
Yeah. You're the masters of making things.
And by working with 3PL experts...
Yeah, collaborating strategically.
You can expand your reach and get those amazing products out to the world.
Efficiently.
Efficiently and effectively.
Without taking your focus away from what you do best.
It's about knowing your core competency and finding partners who complement that.
Yeah, playing to your strengths. So wrapping up this deep dive into the 3PL model for manufacturers using all those great insights from Stick to the Shop Floor, the core message is this. By really focusing on your manufacturing expertise and working with specialized logistics providers,
right,
you can actually navigate this crazy complex modern supply chain so much better.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. It can lead to more efficiency and help you reach a wider market.
Definitely.
And that brings us to a final thought for you, our listener.
Okay.
Think about this.
Yeah.
In today's world, where commerce is so global and so fast-paced, how could being proactive and really exploring those 3PL partnerships not only solve your current logistics headaches
right now,
but also give you a lasting competitive advantage in the years ahead?
That's a strategic question.
Yeah, food for thought as you continue to innovate and bring those incredible products to the world.
Keep making the magic happen on that shop floor.